won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Third and final hour of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network this Wednesday, September 3rd, 2025 edition. I absolutely love you guys. My radio family, you guys that listen to the show, Johnny on the spot, Captain Jeff up in Cedarville, Michigan, love Cedarville. Johnny on the spot looked up for me and texted me the following information. Randy, the area code 318 is northern and central Louisiana. The major cities within the 318 area code are Shreveport, Monroe, Alexandria, Ruston, and Bossier City. I texted him back and I said, Louisiana? Question marks? That's where Congressman Jack Bergman owns a home. He lives in Washington, D.C. and Louisiana. His summer home cottage up in Watersmeet, Michigan, in the western part of the UP, he doesn't live there. He never has lived there. That is an address in the Upper Peninsula that qualifies him to run and represent the 1st Congressional District. Because you have to at least live in the state when you run for Congress. You don't have to live in the district. John James, the congressman right now for the 10th Congressional District down in Macomb County, he lives in Grand Rapids. He is, right now, for all practical purposes, a carpetbagger representing the 10th Congressional District in Macomb County. He's got great name recognition. If he got out of the governor's race and stayed in as a congressman for the 10th District, he'd win re-election. Easily win re-election, even though he lives in Grand Rapids. That's where his kids are going to school. School's back in session, and guess what? The James boys are in Grand Rapids private school. They're not in Macomb County in any way, shape, or form. John James's wife has family in the Grand Rapids area. That's where they live. Congressman Jack Bergman does not live in the state of Michigan, folks. Never has. He parachuted in out of his helicopter. His co-pilot took over and he ran for Congress and got elected. He's been selling us a bill of goods the entire time he's been in Washington, D.C. He's not even a resident of the state of Michigan. He owns a house here, but he also owns one in Washington, D.C., and he owns another one in Louisiana. Now, this is, and Amelia Burns, his staffer, works for a political action committee, a PAC, rightwaytowin.com is the website. Look it up. Go there. That is a political action committee that's been put together by none other than Tony Less, his chief of staff. And who is Tony Less kindergarten classmates with? Going all the way back to elementary school? John Yab, the owner of Strategic National in Grand Rapids, Michigan. That's how Tony got his job. John Yab ran Jack Bergman's campaign in 2016. I went to his victory party down in Traverse City. Oh, thank you, Jeff. Brother, high five, man. Slap it up, dude. You're awesome. Thank you, sir. We got more. We're having fun. It's Hump Day Wednesday. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
A book by Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's Good Words, positive thinking, and daily pep talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the Good Words book by Rick Randall.
Out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show, second segment of hour number three. Got a couple more text messages. You guys are just firing at me left and right. Downstate Greg O'Neill. Congressman Jack Bergman doesn't live in the state of Michigan? Oh, you mean like Mike Rogers? Yes, sir. Mike Rogers lives in Florida. He doesn't live in Michigan. No, he owns a house in Michigan. Oh, my God. This is too funny. Dead on, brother. Well, guess what else? We have a new sponsor to announce here on today's show. Commercials will start airing tomorrow. He'll be on the show on Friday. Justin Michael, a veteran, Army veteran, combat veteran, kicking indoors, shooting the bad guys. Well, he is an advocate for veterans. He's an advocate for people in northern Michigan as well as the Upper Peninsula. You're going to hear all about it on his commercials. They start playing, airing tomorrow's show. He'll be on Friday to do an interview with us. He is primary challenging Congressman Jack Bergman. Somebody who was born and raised and graduated from Grayling High School. If successful in defeating Congressman Jack Bergman in the Republican primary next August, he will be the next congressman and the very first U.S. congressman to represent the first district who's not a Uper. You want to be a congressman for the first district? Well, you've always had to be from the UP. Even though Traverse City, Grand Traverse County, Antrim County, Charlevoix, Emmett, Sheboygan, Presque Isle, all these other counties below the bridge is part of the first district. Guess what? Justin Michael would be the very first troll below the bridge to be the congressman representing the first congressional district. And in talking with Justin and vetting him before I would accept his sponsorship of this show and the radio station, I vetted him, and I vetted him really, really hard. He also runs a personal security protection business. He provides security detail for some very wealthy individuals and their families. He also is certified to train CPL classes. He's an expert marksman. I said, well, you should challenge Congressman Jack Bergman to a shoot-off. Handgun, long rifle, shotgun, whatever you guys choose, use all of them. Set up a handgun target at, let's make it simple. Let's make it 20 yards for a handgun. For a 30-30 lever-action deer rifle, a brush rifle, short barrel, let's make it, 50 yards or 100-yard shot? Clay pigeons, do some trap shooting. Let's see who gets the best scores on handgun, long rifle, and skeet shooting, and that is the winner of the primary. Yeah, Bergman would never agree to that. This is going to be interesting. And if you never heard of him, Justin Michael for Congress. That's his website for his campaign. And he's going to be coming on the show, and he's going to be laying out his vision as to why he thinks it's time for new leadership to bridge the divide between the Lower Peninsula and the Upper Peninsula. Look him up, Justin, J-U-S-T-I-N, Michael, M-I-C-H-A-L, for Congress.com. And you know what's really interesting? His logo for his website, his business cards, his signs, is a map of the first district. The majority of the tip of the Lower Peninsula, from Leelanau, Grand Traverse, all the way down to, what is that, Mount Morenci, Oscoda, south of Alpena for sure, and all of the UP. But the interesting thing is the art graphic design person spelled his name M-I-C-H-A-L. Well, they took the H in his name and made it the two-towered replica of basically the Mackinac Bridge. Bridging the Divides is on his website, JustinMichaelForCongress.com. And guess what? Congressman Jack Bergman has already done. He sees Justin as so much of a threat that he changed his campaign logo. Now, I got a very simple question to ask you guys. Why would a sitting incumbent U.S. congressman, won his seat back in 2016, won re-election in 2018, in 2020, in 22, and 24, why, running into the 26th election, would he turn, that he would turn the M of Bergman into the bridge, the Mackinac Bridge, and change his entire campaign logo to replicate and look like Justin Michaels? Have you guys gotten any emails from Bergman recently? Now, his website still has his old logo on it. The state of Michigan, the entire state, by the way, the Lower Peninsula and the Upper Peninsula, Lieutenant Colonel Jack Bergman for Congress. You've seen it on his 4x8 signs. You've seen it on his mailings. You've seen it everywhere. Why would he change his M in Bergman to the Mackinac Bridge? Because actually now it looks like Berghan. Justin Michaels, graphic designer, used it the right way. Michael, M-I-C-H-A-L, the Mackinac Bridge looks like an H. Now, Bergman's people have already changed his to an H for the M in Bergman. It looks like Berghan, H-A-N. But why would you change a very successful campaign logo that you've used in numerous previous elections? Let's count them up. He won in 16. That's when he defeated Jason Allen and Tom Casperson for the Republican primary. Won re-election his first time in 18, 2020, 2022, 2024. He's won five elections with that previous campaign logo and now running for his sixth term re-election in 2026. Next year, he's changed his logo. Is he really that threatened by Justin Michael that he's going to change his campaign logo? Oh, Jack. It's time to hit the road, Jack. It's time to retire. It's time to ride off into the sunset. You've got a combat veteran Army soldier who's an advocate for veterans going to run against the incumbent congressman, who, by the way, I believe if he wins and gets reelected, I think he gets sworn in, he will be 79 years old, if numbers are correct, if I remember correctly. 79 or 80, I forget. Well, anyway, Justin Michael's commercials are going to start airing tomorrow, and he's going to be on the show on Friday. Why are you doing this? Why do you want to live in Grayling, Michigan? Beautiful Grayling. Houghton Lake close by. All the beautiful areas of Grayling. Why would you want to go to Washington, D.C.? Well, Justin told me, he said it's time for new leadership. It's time for somebody who actually lives in the 1st Congressional District to actually represent the 1st Congressional District. Somebody who was born and raised with our values. Somebody that graduated from Grayling High School. I don't even know where Bergman graduated from. Somebody who has our values, cares about us and is willing to listen to us. The only time we usually hear from Congressman Bergman is the year before his election. For sure, the year of his election. But this year, we're hearing from him all the time. I am getting, at the radio station's email address, I'm getting email updates from Congressman Jack Bergman every single week this year. Never has happened before. In all five of his terms, I have never gotten an email communication from Congressman Jack Bergman's office the year before the election year. Been getting them since January. When did Justin Michael announce? I believe January. Congressman Jack Bergman was put on constructive notice that he was going to have a primary challenger in the Republican primary next year. And all of a sudden, I started getting email updates from the congressman. By the way, with his new logo. If you don't believe me on this, I want you to text me logo. Because I'm going to take out my phone right now. I'm going to take a picture of Justin Michael's logo. And I'm going to text you that logo, and I'm going to open up during the bottom of the hour news break right here coming up in 3 minutes. I'm going to open up a weekly update that I've been getting from Congressman Jack Bergman since January, his new logo. You can see it. Just text me logo. John and Julie, Bay City. Chucker, can you share with us when you expect to have Carla Wagner on your show? Thank you. Still loving your show. I've got a hook up with Carla, and I'm going to have to record the conversation and then play it back live on the radio because right now she's working, running her restaurant business from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. every single day. She can't come on live. So I'm going to have to figure out when how I can record a interview and then air it. So the answer to your question, I'm not sure. I'm going to try to do it next week. But I'll definitely announce it ahead of time so that you guys can listen. Or you can go to my website, yourdefendingfathers.com, and click on podcast. And you'll be able to listen to it. But thank you for the text message. Now, one of the other things, I want to just wrap this segment up, and I'm hoping that Congressman Bergman's staff is listening or friends of Congressman Bergman are listening and are going to be able to tell him to go to the website, yourdefendingfathers.com, click on today's date, September 3rd, and tell him to listen to Hour 3, Segment 1. Russell, he wants to see it. Okay. I'm going to take the pictures. I'll create a folder. It will be logo. It will be a picture of Justin Michael's logo, and it will be a picture of Congressman Jack Bergman's new campaign logo from this week's message email that it was received at the radio station's email address. And again, he changed it. Why would he change it if it's been successful for five previous campaigns? Must be threatened, I guess. On the hour news break, we'll be right back.
This is Michigan News.